You were good. So good. Oh, my sweet girl. I was a bit rough today. Did I? You liked it? Good. You know you can tell me anything, right? If you wanted anything different, or if you weren't sure of... Yeah, I know. I just get into it sometimes, and I want you to be having as much fun as I am. I get worried that I might be pushing or going too hard. I do trust you. I know you'd tell me if... Yeah. It's one of the many things I love about you. You're not afraid to speak up. You can be quite the brat sometimes, but it's nothing I can't handle. Aren't you cuddly? Oh, my pretty kitten. Shh. Here. Let's get you nice and settled. Pillow for your neck. Pillow for your back. Pillow for your pussy and your... Hey! Okay, we're not continuing that song. Alright. Pillow for hugging. Pillow for between your thighs. And let's pull this blanket over you. It's like building a little kitten nest. I'll be right back, sweetheart. Just gonna grab some water for you. Yeah, I think you're right. It's definitely time. You know, I'm surprised we managed the mental coherency to drop it on the coffee table before we got to business. Let me go get it. Here we go. Water for my kitten. No, drink up. All of it. All of it. God knows you gotta be at least a little dehydrated after all that. Good girl. I'll take that. Now, it's time for actual dessert. Let me get nice and comfortable. Come on. Cuddle up beside me. That's a good kitten. You deserve all the forehead kisses. What was it you ordered? Looks delicious. Nope, you stay right here. Open. It's the first spoon I saw. Yeah, but small spoon means more bites, right? The desserts are delicious, but tiny. Now, open. There we go. How's the taste? Yeah? They've really outdone themselves. Even if the gold leaf is a bit extra. And they certainly went ham on that luster dust, but it is Valentine's. Extravagance should have been expected. Open. Good girl. Oh, one bite's all I need. You're sweet enough for me. You know, we should really invest in some baking gear. I think we can recreate this. Hey, I'm not that bad with cooking. Besides, I'll have you to help me, won't I? Wait, what? Why not? So you want to watch me make a mess of our kitchen? You've seen it before. This one would just involve a lot more sugar. Open. There we go. I'm not saying I can't read instructions, I'm just saying the instructions are probably targeted to people who have a mild proficiency in baking, like with portion sizes. You know, who defines the difference between a heaping scoop and a full scoop? Am I really the only one who doesn't know the difference between baking powder and baking soda? Before that terrible banana bread, honeycomb, tea, bread incident, how was I to know you can't directly substitute baking powder with soda? Oh god, it took ages to scrape that stuff off the baking sheet. Never again. Alright, open up. Last bite. Here we go. Satisfied? Good. I knew it was a good idea to get dessert to go. Satisfy kitten's sweet tooth like nothing else can. Lean over. Here, lay on my chest. I'll pet your hair. You've changed it so much since we met. I do love it. Any hair, or lack thereof, is fetching if it's on you. It's been quite the journey for us. To be completely candid, I used to wonder why you're with me. You could be with anyone. Smart, beautiful, sweet as you are. It was kind of an insecurity, but now I'm just happy to have you in my life. You remind me in the best way possible that I can always do better. And not just because I have to, but because I want to. And I want to be that stability you need. Just like I need you to balance me out too. Keep me sane. We're a good match. A great team. I'm so glad I got over myself and went on that first blind date. I gotta say, I was beyond nervous. That, coupled with the fact that you were so wholesome. You walked in and I thought you couldn't possibly be there for me. Yeah. I think it was a combination of your good humor and, frankly, impressive patience that pulled me out of my... well, whatever I'd curated for myself. I didn't make friends easily. And I wasn't sure what manner of person would want me for me. But I forget that when I'm with you. You make me feel so valued. And I want to do my best to show you how important you are to me. You're precious. Just incredible. I love getting to experience you. Your voice in the shower, singing songs I don't even know. Your smile when you fall asleep next to me. And then when you wake up, too. Your hands on my shoulders when we kiss. I'm so thrilled to spend my days with you. Okay, enough of the sappy stuff. I love you. I know you do. I know, kitten. I know. I was thinking this weekend we could do something fun together. Maybe go skating or watch a movie. Or play, if you feel like it. Yeah, we haven't been to the theater in forever. And I know you've been itching to see that new off-Broadway musical. Yeah, why not? We can make a weekend trip of it. Dig out our passports and leave all this stuff behind. Find something fun to do in New York. While we're there, we can check out the Van Gogh exhibit. Van Gogh. Oh, come on, it's like that GIF or GIF argument. There's never going to be a resolution. We'll just agree to disagree. In which I'll pronounce it this way until I magically learn how to speak Dutch. And you can tell me to fuck off. Anyway, it's a lot to do there. There's drag brunch, for one. That's a given. There's a cafe that's completely pink, even though someone who's not crazy about the color can appreciate the design of the place. Let's see. There's a bunch of museums. What else? There's the aquarium. All the tourist places we can crowd. Plenty of things to do there. What do you think? Kitten? Typical. I haven't even brushed your teeth yet. Well, we can take a nap first. And then we'll get everything else sorted. Sweet dreams, kitten.